Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. I pointed this out. Or printed this thing out here. So all of a sudden, there has been a significant change.
Ooh, talk to me, Sounding Boy.
The perfect parlay pick segment going in and out week 14.
Yeah, don't count me out, boy.
You Hoff has 215, okay. Although I'm with you. I'm not sure of the math on that. Oh, because of the Turkey Day teaser? Where is he? He's not even in. What's he doing, Hoff? He got you one, it's your one segment. Come on, man.
Jeez.
Time might be running out. Is he?
God.
Where is he?
I don't know.
Anyway, so Hoff has the lead with 215 points.
215, I'm jotting it down. Big Hoff. Go ahead.
Did you do the math on where
you're
at?
No, I did not. I mean, I will to double check, but I've not done it yet.
All of a sudden.
Got other things on my mind.
Big Hoff,
215.
Maybe have other things on your mind. But last week, it's like, oh, I hit, brother, if I hit the Patriots, all of a sudden you're doing the math. I know you're home with the calculator. Meanwhile, when you're not hitting them, I don't hear from you.
Nope.
We don't get picks. We don't want to discuss
Not a word.
You have 210.
Knocking on Hoffy's door. Whoa.
Two straight three-team parlays hit the last 2 weeks. So you're 6-0. That's worth 50 points apiece. So you're right there with Hoff.
Boy.
He has 215. You have 210. And I have 110. So I'm going to need to go on a little bit of a run myself. Last week I was 0-3, dude. I got murdered. I had the Chiefs on Thanksgiving.
Ugh.
I had the Lions on Thanksgiving. And I had the Eagles on Black Friday. 0-3.
The Eagles, that was a stunner. That was a stunner. I guess nothing is really a stunner this year. You and I have talked about this. It's a wild, wacky season, but that Eagles game did surprise me. Hoff, you looked like you were cozy up to the mic there. Do you want to say something?
Now,
wait a second. So with my 110, does that not include the Turkey Day teaser?
I thought you said you missed that.
Well, I mean, there's a discrepancy. I'm playing under protest. What do you mean? You guys got a different line than I got. That half a point can mean 35 points to me.
Yeah, you know, he's not going to win anyway. Throw him a bone. Here we go. Throw him the bone, Hoffy.
If we throw you the bone, then you get 35 additional points.
I can't take that bone.
You get all the way to 145.
I appreciate the bone being thrown. I have to turn that down. Here's the overall record.
Question, though. Did you count me getting the Jets game and the Falcons game?
I'm just asking the question.
You were at 115 points last week.
Right. Okay.
And 210. That's a
now
massive
jump. Now you hit 210 because you hit the Turkey Day teaser.
That's
35.
30. Yep.
50.
35.
35.
Right. And then 50 for your parlay.
And that's 85.
And then
10 for the other two.
Yeah,
so 95. Up to 95 plus day. Okay. There you go.
Let's do more math here on the fan. Right. That'll help us out. By the way, Hoff on the year 23-27. BT 18-19.
Oof.
And I'm
back.
20-18.
Oh.
I still have the best record, but again, just not showing, man. 100 points behind. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019. Josh is calling from Far Rockaway. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up? Before I get to my Giants point, BT, I discovered you when you worked with Tiki and Sal. I didn't listen to you much. I used to sleep at night, but when Boomer and G used to play those clips of you, just blowing your gasket on the collar every couple of weeks. I really enjoyed that.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck to you guys, whatever comes next.
Thanks, Josh.
Listen, when it comes to the Giants, look, I'm just trying to figure this out. I'm a casual fan. Mr. Merrick cares about the team 1,000 times more than I do. Unless he thinks that Joe Shane is going to win 13 games next year, even I feel terrible. He has a horrible illness. Why not Why not hire a third party to get a new jet? Roll the dice. Like, what does he think is going to happen? Like, there's got to be someone out there or a family member. Someone could step in and lead the coaching search. They got to figure that if he was healthy, Shane would have been let go. Like, it has to be health related. It doesn't make any sense. Like, why not just go through the proper channels of letting him fight this illness while somebody else steps in and does what has to be done? Because it's not going to work. We all know it. He must know it, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Well, listen, the big question, and thanks for the call there, Josh, and the kind words. Who would that person be? Listen, you know what the Giants need? You know who they need? They need Tom Thibodeau. They need their version of Tom Thibodeau.
That's exactly right.
Because the Giants, you know, joking around saying the Giants have become the Jets. Well, the Giants really have become the Knicks. I mean, the bad Knicks. And right. We were very familiar for basically all of this century with the bad Knicks. And you need a guy who's going to come in. And that's why I'm very pro-McCarthy. Obviously, if you could trade for Tomlin or he gets fired, that's appealing. Gruden for some. You love Belichick. I get it.
Either way, those guys fit that. Now, maybe there's more risk of Gruden because he's been away from, like, at least with Belichick, you can talk about his age. He never left coaching.
I know he is.
He's coaching at college, and I know
not really coaching well.
But we don't know. It's year one of trying to build a program up there. Who the hell knows what's going on? Obviously, the results have not been good for years, dating back to the end of New England, but at least he's been coaching consistently, and I can look at him as, in my mind, the version of Tom Thibodeau for the Knicks. And maybe you could say that less confidently about Gruden, and you could say that about McCarthy as well, where he's that kind of level guy.
I got to say one more thing about Belichick here, though, because I was off the other day and you really got into it. So he's amazing. That goes without saying. I don't think he's quite what he was, but I can't prove it. But I got to tell you, the small amount of evidence, and you fall in love with who you fall in love with. This is not a judgment thing. I swear to God, I'm not trying to be below board, disrespectful, but this needs to be said. If you can't control your 24-year-old girlfriend in Chapel Hill, where she inserts herself into every scene, you think you're going to control her when you're the head coach of the Giants?
Well, control is probably not the right word to use.
Okay, but maybe that's not. Yeah. I'm not trying to be a caveman, but she can't supersede you. I can't see more stories and pictures about her than I do about Belichick, which I have since they went to Chapel Hill.
Look at it, though, from his perspective, or if you put yourself in that reality. What he can't control is the attention that she gets via the media. There were pictures of her I saw the other day where she was pumping gas.
Yeah, no, I don't mean that. Okay, she was wearing like a halter top and talking about her ass. Fantastic.
Okay, but
I don't mean that.
So, but that's where a lot of it comes from.
No, I think it all comes from when she's on the field at North Carolina games.
So she wants the attention.
Yes.
As most 24-year-old, however old.
24.
Okay, but... You're telling me you want him to be like, all right, cut it out, no more attention.
Yeah, I, to an extent, I do.
I don't.
I have no problem saying that. I know she's not an inanimate object. Clearly, she's not like a piece of plastic or a rock or a plant that you could just push to the side and say, be quiet. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But there's got to be something. If she respects him,
maybe they could have a conversation saying, hey, all the attention that you're
warranting
is not helping me.
It's hurting me. Do you think that, and this is just common sense, if she's that front and center in Chapel Hill, do you not think that she'd be on the sidelines before the Giants are playing the Eagles and the Commanders and the Cowboys?
But think about it.
Getting clicked a million times. And you can't control how many people take your picture. That's why the gas picture, that's not her. That's not.
But that is a big thing, even taking pictures of her on the field. Do we know that other coaches' wives and girlfriends don't go on the field? I think the big story is because of his age and who he is and because of her age. And then because of the way she looked, it's just a perfect storm of media wanting to give it attention. Where if I'm him, I'm not going to try to control her. I got to let her be herself and do what she wants to do. And I'm focusing on what I got to do. Now, it's not really hurting him because he has the job that he wanted with North Carolina. She's not the reason he didn't get a job in pro football. His record was, or maybe some of the way the interview goes, she's not the problem. But there's a perception that may not be the reality of the situation that is making it seem like she's a problem. But in his mind, he's probably just so focused on football and doesn't pay attention to all those.
And again, now to sound like a human being again, he probably doesn't calculate all this because he's madly in love.
Right.
I get it, dude.
Or just focus on football.
Yeah, but I think she makes it harder for him to do that. She is in meetings with North Carolina football staff.
See, that's
you kidding me?
That's a different story. I would assume that's not normal operation.
It's not.
Yeah, okay.
And if he's prepared.
But his bosses should say something then.
Yeah, but.
If we brought our kids in here every day or wives in here every day, I mean, we wouldn't have a show.
No. You know, and by the way, I've taken. My daughter's come a couple times. Yeah. You know, Colt's come at least five or six times. Yeah, every time he says, Dad, can I hop on air? And every time I say no, except like once or twice.
I know.
Because that's not what the audience wants to hear.
Here. Right, exactly.
Well, you think Evan Roberts playing clips of his son at the Jets game every day? No, I'm just kidding.
But our boss wouldn't allow it.
Correct. And we're aware of that.
They? Yeah, right.
But we don't put them in the position to have to put their foot down for them to tell us, hey, don't bring your kids or don't put them on the air because we respect the dynamic of trying to do a show.
What I'm saying
is Belichick's not doing the same to her.
But what I'm saying is the hierarchy just say, hey, Bill.
They're kissing his ass,
dude. But that's
my point. They're
thrilled
that he just came to grace them with his presence at North Carolina.
That's my point. So some people get away with more than others. It's just a fact. It's the nature of life.
I know, but it doesn't mean that it's not going to take away from the ability to do the job without unnecessary noise. And just to be clear, I know you said it, but you said it in a good way. I'm not saying control her. That's why I use the term inanimate. I'm not trying to be insensitive. She's not a rock or a plant. Right. Understood. She's not a baseball that you put in a bucket and say, don't move because you can't. You're not a human. I'm not saying that at all. But I think it's very, what I am saying is this. I think it's very naive. If he was to come coach the Giants, which by the way, I do not think there's any chance of at this point. But if he came, I do not believe she would be less visible than she's been thus far. And I deem that to be a problem because nobody else in the league does that.
You think it'd even be more attention?
I think 100%.
What I would say is if they were winning, I don't think it would be as big of a deal as it is now that he's been losing for a long time, especially with Carolina.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.